KOMP Friday show is brought to you by Cocopelli Grill, downtown Port Angeles. And by the way, this week's cold weather has been brought to you by climate change and by the letters B and S. Well, for years, our breakfast with Santa has been prepared and served by the staff at Cocopelli Grill.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kids have won tickets to tomorrow's big breakfast with Santa Claus, and if your kids are used to things for breakfast like Pop-Tarts and, you know, cold pizza and
Apple Jacks,
chocolate donuts, your kids are going to find out what breakfast can really be tomorrow.
I told some parents when I called the winners, I said, if your kids are not fine food eaters, you know, if they don't like pancakes and syrup and bacon and eggs, you might want to bring them a snack bag full of whatever sugar cereal they normally eat, because we will probably have some milk there they could use.
Tell you what, save room for breakfast tomorrow. I guess that's what I would say.
Yes.
Every year I ask Chef Mike, why the Cocopelli Grill doesn't just break down and go 24 hours a day and serve breakfast. And he just about slugs me when I say that.
He's way too busy for that.
They practically go 24 hours a day year-round at Cocopelli Grill. But anyway, tomorrow it's going to be a lot of fun. Reputed dull guy Stan Como here with radio starlet putting the 10 back in antenna Stephanie Ray on the KONP Friday show.
Why are you so nice to me? I've been so mean to you the last 48 hours.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say you've been mean. It's just that you had the good fortune, I guess, to catch every mistake I've made in the past couple of days as we get to the end of the week. It's been a lot going on this week.
It's a struggle.
Of the breakfast and different things we have to coordinate.
So you're making excuses.
Some things have fallen through the cracks. And it seems like you get the luck of being the one to discover all of them.
Because I have OCD.
Oh. Anyway, now this is the kind of, this whole breakfast with Santa thing is kind of an event that your skill set lends itself to more so than my skill set.
I know, and I hate when you try to change things up because I'm very set in my ways, and again, very OCD. So the setup and the direction of everything and the orchestration of the whole
the choreography.
It is a show, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
so
when you walk into the, for those of you who have never been to the Breakfast with Santa, when you enter the Grand Hall at the Port Angeles Senior Center tomorrow, and by the way, a big thank you to our presenting sponsors, Peninsula Bottling, local Pepsi distributors, and the Olympic Game Farm. Couldn't do it without them. But when you walk into the Grand Hall tomorrow and see the lights just softly dimmed over the dozens of tables adorned with green tablecloths with red
burgundy
with burgundy what do you call those accent cloths and all the decorations that that Stephanie and Kim put on the tables, and you've everything's all ready for Santa Claus and the tree, and the music is playing. That's the kind of stuff that you are really good at. You and Kim.
Like it.
It's not the kind of stuff that I'm all that great at.
I'm going to leave you some of it tonight, though, since we're starting a little later than planned. Normally it takes a few hours, and I'm going to leave you some stuff to do because I know you have to be there at like dark 30.
That's what I'm good at, getting up at 6 in the morning and letting the guys from Cocopelli Grill get into the kitchen so they can start rustling up the grub.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave you a list with a few things that you can do, and maybe you'll end up liking it as much as I do.
It's not a matter of liking it. It's a matter of being good at it.
Okay, well, we'll see how good you are because
kind of like we've talked about this Christmas is past, gift wrapping. I don't mind wrapping gifts.
You just aren't very good.
I just suck at it.
Right.
And so, you know, you want to give somebody a present that's not only what they want to receive, but you want it to be nicely wrapped and
presented
appealing.
Well.
Right. Presented well. It's not something I'm good at. No matter how much scotch tape I use, no matter how I measure and cut and plan, it just never, it doesn't turn out the way like when Diana wraps something.
Well, ladies usually have the upper hand in the gift wrapping you know, it just is the way it is. Yeah. It's okay. Don't feel bad. So most men are terrible.
I avoid it like the plague.
Well, I'm not going to let you avoid a little decoration tomorrow morning, but if I arrive and it's not right, if it's not just so the way I've instructed you, I might have to redo it.
So in other words, another sleepless night is what you're what you're telling me.
Basically.
The Friday show usually begins at the early outset with a look at coming attractions, and this being the holiday season, I'm assuming there's gobs of things going on for the families across the peninsula.
So much going on.
All right. Well, let's get to it, kid.
Okay. So something that I am excited to possibly be able to go to, because number one, I haven't been in the Lincoln Theater in 100 years. And number two, this play sounds awesome. Snow White and the Five Housemates is going to be at the Lincoln. And apparently this is a very funny and entertaining show, and it has some audience interaction. Boos, hisses, and cheers are encouraged during the show. So it starts tonight. I guess from what I heard this morning when Mark Abshire called in and was talking about it, it's not something really for the kiddos.
Well, I said it sounds like you're fine. Some of the humor might go over the kids' heads.
Yeah,
like
it'll go over their heads.
He compared it to a Disney Pixar movie.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good.
Which you would never hesitate to let your kids watch.
Okay. Well, that's good. So it starts tonight and it goes through Sunday. And from December 14th to the 16th, 7 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. on Sundays. So tickets are $15 or $10 for people 18 and under. They can be purchased online at chambersignups.com. And if not sold out, you can get it at the door of the show. And they did a dress rehearsal in front of a public audience on Thursday night, I heard. So there was a great reviews about that. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, that was something I was going to attempt to go to either this weekend or next.
Two thumbs up?
Five.
Where do you get five thumbs?
I borrow other people's. Oh, they give them right back. But.
Is it a musical?
I'm not sure.
Are they going to sing Hi Ho, Hi Ho?
They probably will. That's my guess.
If it's Snow White, you got to sing Hi Ho, Hi Ho somewhere.
I was listening to Steve Methner is in my Rotary group, and he plays several parts in this.
Really?
Several different parts, and he says it's just fantastic. So go if you can.
Does he sing Hi Ho, Hi Ho?
I didn't ask him. You're stuck on that musical thing, Stan.
That's one of my favorite things.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to kind of shoot over to I'm going to shoot over to SQUIM because I saw something that caught my eye. SQUIM high school students are bringing back an all-school play with a Christmas classic. They're going to do a Christmas Carol set for tonight and Saturday, and then December 14th and 15th. So same times as this other one's going on. But if
I don't think Hi Ho, Hi Ho is in this one.
No, definitely not. Okay. This is going to be at the high school's auditorium at 533 North SQUIM Avenue. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for students and seniors, and they will be sold only at the door, and only cash will be accepted. So if you SQUIM High School hasn't done anything for like a year or more, so if you want to see the students perform a Christmas Carol, that would be fun to do if you're in the SQUIM area. There are quite a few bazaars still going on. I am going to mention this one because it's at one of our favorite places to have events, the Clallam County Fairgrounds. Meet at the Market. Meet Us at the Market is open for holiday shopping this weekend. Admission to the market from 2 to 6 today. So starting right after our show's over, 2 to 6 is $5. Admission is free from 10 to 4 on Saturday. The holiday shopping event is, like I said, held at the county fairgrounds over on West 16th. The market will feature more than 35 different vendors, gifts, decor, collectibles, music, and most importantly, food.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a bazaar without food, there's something wrong with you. You need to rethink that.
Really bizarre.
Yes, correct. Let's see. YMCA is doing a family night, family-themed Christmas tonight. 5:30 to 7. So if you want to take the kiddos somewhere and you don't want to spend a bunch of money, it's like, you know, kid, everything you do with kids costs a bunch of money.
It does.
Yeah, movies and, you know, any place you want to go costs money.
But it costs money to leave them home, too, with a babysitter.
It does. It does. So the YMCA is hosting a Christmas theme family night tonight. And it's a free event, of course. That's why I'm mentioning it compared to things that cost money. And it's supported by community donations. That's kind of cool. So head over there if you want something to do with the kids. And I'll mention this. I know I've heard some ads about it, but the winter registration for Peninsula College is holding their Slide into Winter registration from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday, this coming Monday. The event is in the room M134 in the Keegan Hall. So you can apply for college, funding, complete orientation, and get PC swag. And again, the most important thing.
Food.
Free food. And this is really cool. Award-winning vocal group Six Appeal is performing 7 o'clock on Monday also. This is a concert that's going to be held at the Port Angeles High School Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $15 to $30. Children 14 and younger are admitted for $10. The group is also going to be joined by the Port Angeles High School Choir. And concert goers are encouraged to wear their ugly sweaters to the show. It's called an Ugly Sweater Christmas Party. You can get tickets at Port Book and News in Port Angeles, a Joyful Noise Music Center in Sequim, or at jffa.org online. But we here at KONP happen to have in my little hands four tickets that I'm going to give away at the end of the show to this. So if you have any interest, and it won't be hard to win these tickets.
It won't be hard to win them.
Not at all.
Anybody could win them.
And this a cappella group just won in another country. It's like a world, like the best a cappella group in the world type of thing.
It's the Super Bowl of a cappella
groups. They are amazing.
Do they take requests?
I don't know, Stan. You always ask me these things I don't know.
I know what I'd request.
What? Oh.
Hi-ho,
hi-ho. Hi-ho, hi-ho, of course.
Top two, go. That could be a new theme song.
For the Friday show. Knew it.
Hi ho.
It's about time to cycle.
This is the Friday show. Bum 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 bum.
You're
bum,
good.
Hi-ho. Yeah, I'm an idea person. That's my skill set.
It is.
Your skill set is decorating Christmas
things, directing people,
and telling bossing everybody else. My skill set is ideas.
And you know, it's kind of funny because I am supposed to sell advertising and come up with commercials, but you help me do that.
Hi ho. I'm telling you, it's a thinker.
Okay. We'll have to consider it. Also, in the Sequim area, our Sequim friends are kicking off the First Friday Art Walk. It's going to be kicking off at the Civic Center with the tree lighting ceremony tonight at 5. The holiday tree in the lobby of the Civic Center, which is beautiful. It's right there on Cedar Street. It's decorated with ornaments made by local fourth grade students. How cool is that?
Very cool.
I love the handmade ornaments. Those themed trees that are like blue or green or Seahawks or, you know, deers or deer themed. I don't like those. I like the ones that are the old ornaments that you've been given over the years that the kids have made.
That's what should be on your Christmas tree.
That's what I've grown up with. So anyway.
You can look at an ornament and say, I remember
when.
When we shoplifted that.
Stop.
I'm just teasing.
This is going to be like that. This tree is going to have handmade ornaments by fourth graders. Santa and Mrs. Claus are expected to join the festivities out in Sequim tonight. They'll have refreshments. So if you want to see that, and then, of course, the theme of the first walk, the color theme is gold. So everything will be like Christmassy when you're doing the art walk.
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah. And
I saw Mrs. Claus today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was on my way over to Olympic Laundry to pick up the linens
for our
to decorate
our
the
show,
tables,
our
because
show.
That's your skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And I bumped into Mrs. Claus.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was, yeah.
Speaking of Mrs. Claus, if you were not, and by the way, we're talking about our breakfast with Santa. If you just tuned in and you aren't aware of this, you can't just show up at the breakfast. If you weren't invited, you weren't one of the 30 winners. We drew 30 names. And if you weren't one of those 30 winners, unfortunately, you'll have to try again next year.
Yep.
So don't just show up at the senior center. But if you weren't drawn, I have good news for you.
There's a fallback.
Breakfast with Santa, and I've heard wonderful things about this. Breakfast with Santa at the Seven Cedars, the Seven Cedars Resort is hosting the Breakfast with Santa from 10 to 1. And the meal is actually at the Cedars at Dungeness out there on Woodcock Road. So 10 to 1 tomorrow, the breakfast is $14 for adults, $10 for children, and reservations are recommended because it does fill up because it is a pretty great thing. Mm-hmm. It is next to ours, the next best.
Just a cut below.
Yes. So if you want to make reservations for that, give them a call now, 360-582-4908 for your reservation. And
plus, you know, Pancakes with Santa, hosted by the Elks and Lions in the Elks Ballroom.
Oh, that's right. Pancakes with Santa.
Tomorrow, 8:30 to 11. Again, nice. At the Elks Ballroom, $10 per person. $40 is the most you'd pay to get the whole family in. And bring your camera for free pictures. Oh, going to have door prize drawings and music and coloring and treats from Santa for everybody to take home. It's, you can get your tickets at the YMCA.
When
or
you're there,
or at Angeles Electric.
When you're there for family night tonight, you can get your tickets at the YMCA.
Perfect. And all proceeds will be donated to the YMCA Youth and Government.
Nice, nice. And then just a quick note. It's actually more of a question. Have you heard about Creed 2, the movie?
I saw a trailer for it, I think, on TV.
It's got the, you know, it's the Rocky thing with the Adonis Creed faces off with Victor Drago, the son of Ivan.
Yeah, they're rehashing. It's never
going to be the same. I hate when they do that.
Sly Stallone did say in an article that I saw. I didn't really read it, but that the whole Rocky thing was going to be put to bed now.
I am so happy to hear that.
Yeah, you would hope so.
I'm so happy because I saw that Creed 2 is playing out at Deer Park, and that's fine. You know, if you're a huge Rocky fan, you watch everyone and you think everyone's great, whatever. But I've never been impressed with anything past the first two, three. I can't remember the last one that I liked, but I've been done for a very long time.
Yeah, I think the first one was enough. It was a classic. It was an award winner. It was a big money maker, and that should have been it.
But was the second one with him against Ivan?
No, the second one was the rematch, I think, with him and Apollo.
Okay. The third one was the last one that I liked.
Okay.
That was it for me.
And then there was the one where he fought Mr. T.
No.
Yep.
I don't remember that one.
His name, Mr. T, was called Clubber Lang, I think was his character's name.
That I barely... See, I checked out after number three.
That's all a blur. Anyway, anything else for the good of the group here?
No, just stay tuned to the show so you can win your tickets later on.
All right, very cool. More coming up on the KONP Friday show with Stan and Steph. And, of course, in a few minutes, we'll hear from the crew at Cocapelli Grill.
Giving you the edge on healthy living, here's Mayo Clinic's Medical Edge.
Medical Edge, presented by Olympic Medical Center.
At Olympic Medical Physicians, our certified nurse midwives do more than just provide personalized prenatal and delivery care. As advanced registered nurse practitioners in the field of women's health, they offer a wide range of services, support, and education. Consider a nurse midwife for your well woman gynecological needs. Call 360-565-0999 for details or to schedule an appointment. No referral required.
Have you been screened for HIV? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone between ages 13 and 64 get tested for HIV as part of routine health care.
In the United States, there's somewhere just over 1.1 million people who are living with HIV right now. The unfortunate part is that about 12 to 13% of the people in the United States who are living with HIV don't know they're infected.
Dr. Stacy Rizza, a Mayo Clinic infectious disease specialist, says HIV testing is a first step in stopping the spread of the virus, followed by treatment.
Treatment is prevention. Treating your infected members of society prevents transmission to other members. In fact, the new slogan is undetectable equals untransmittable.
But first, Dr. Rizza says people need to get tested and diagnosed. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Family Christmas Album, sharing memories of Christmases gone by. Presented by Squim Valley Funeral Chapel.
Hi, this is Mark Gustafson with Squim Valley Funeral Chapel. May this holiday season bring you and your family happiness and joy. Happy holidays from all of us at Squim Valley Funeral Chapel.
The very first Christmas my wife and I spent together, I decided to make it more memorable by combining Easter and Christmas. I gave her a Christmas present hunt. She had one present sitting under the tree, which was kind of shocking to her. She had a whole bunch of presents for me, and she just had one. Just something real small, a note with a riddle explaining where the next present was. And she found the next present. Same situation. She had a present, a note, she had to find the next present. About 2 hours later, she found all six presents, the last present having a clue, a bit more obscure, that was Santa Claus hid your last present up a green elephant's nose. We had a porch with green fiberglass siding, so anything on the porch had green light filtering on it. Just looked green. Everything did. Well, there was a trunk sitting out on the porch. So her KitchenAid mixer was sitting out inside a green trunk. She liked that a good bit. She had a good Christmas, and she's told people about it ever since.
It's the KONP Friday Show. Sam Como, Stephanie Ray, the 37th Annual Clallam County Home and Lifestyle Show, presented by Clallam PUD. It's coming up mid-March, 16th and 17th at Port Angeles High School. Show is also sponsored by Leeds Farm Supply and by Hartnagel Building Supply in Angeles Millworth this time around. And I count eight main floor spaces available. I mean, there's like 140 or 150 main floor booths that we sell, and mm-hmm. I count eight of them still up for grabs.
So here's the thing. That's very, very exciting for us, because that means that we'll, as soon as those are sold out, we have a little less work to do over the
sold
next
out.
Couple months. Sold out, don't have much to do until the show.
Work
However,
is done.
For you listeners who might be contemplating being in the show, maybe you've never been in before, maybe you've been in and you decided you weren't sure and you haven't told us yet, whatever the case, you have a very limited time to get back mm-hmm. to us before they're sold out. And I would highly encourage you, if you have a new business, or maybe you're even planning on opening one at the beginning of the year, get in the show. It's great. You see thousands of people. That was my plug.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ditto. What she said.
Mm-hmm.
But with only eight spaces to go, they're going to go fast. We usually run into a little bit of a lull when we get close to Christmas.
January. December. End of December.
As
January.
Soon as we get past the holidays, then whatever space is left, it goes quick. So this mother and daughter, and I know that you're kind of a pageant maven.
I am.
Mother and daughter were crowned winners at the same pageant. You ever heard of that before?
No.
Tina Wilson, who's 56, was named Mrs. South Dakota, Mrs. South Dakota, while her daughter Morgan, who's 19, took the Miss South Dakota title.
Wow.
At the International Beauty Pageant. The mother of four, Tina, who's from Rapid City in the middle of the Black Hills, spent years taking Morgan to and from pageants before she decided to compete herself. She says, I was a pageant mom for years. Morgan has been competing since she was 12. I would guess that there's some that compete even younger than that, 12.
Well, they can start in the pageants I did at age four.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That is young.
Yep.
She said, Morgan has been competing since she was 12, but I never believed that I would win alongside my daughter at a pageant.
Aww.
Morgan, a musical theater major at Northern State University, was thrilled to share the stage with her mom on October 21st at the South Dakota International Pageant, which is kind of like Miss America, I guess,
mm-hmm.
but on an international level. And yeah, here it says, ranges from four-year-old girls on up to married women competing for different titles, so...
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. Mother and daughter taking home the hardware.
That's pretty cool. At least they weren't competing against each other. Now, that would be weird.
Well, what they could do is they could, you know, being an idea guy, they could gather all of their family and friends, and they could have had like a head-to-head showdown.
Yeah.
Kind of like Tiger and Phil did the other day on the golf course.
Yes.
And they could have had their musical talents and their swimsuits and their interview competition for their family and friends, and had a panel of three, you know, nonpartisans kind of give us a winner, so that somebody is the pageant queen of the family. You know what I'm saying?
You're so funny.
They could have broke that tie.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that that didn't happen. I'm glad they had age brackets.
I think it's an idea who's come. Time has come. America loves a winner, Steph. Always has, always will. We're coming right back on the KONP Friday
Show.
Stan
Como here, and when we bake it up with Papa Murphy's, our family favorite is Papa's Cowboy. There's just something about the way that the premium pepperoni, Italian sausage, black olives, mushroom, and cheddar just sing together. And right now, a large cowboy pizza is only $12. Garden fresh veggies, scratch made dough, freshly grated cheese. Make dinner plans tonight with a cowboy. Just $12. Papa Murphy's. They make it, you bake it. Go ahead, bake it up a notch tonight with Papa Murphy's.
Your picks comes first at First Race. For some people, their car is their most prized possession. Show you care with a gift certificate for high-quality Union 76 gas and car washes from First Race Car Wash. Gift certificates start at $5. First Race Car Wash at First and Race.
You're a winner every time.
Need a one-stop shop for winter quarter registration at Peninsula College? Join us on campus for Slide Into Winter Registration Day. Walk in anytime December 10th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. to register for classes, win prizes, get PC swag, and eat free food. Visit pencol.edu/slideintowinter to learn more and to let us know you're coming. That's pencol.edu/slideintowinter. We'll see you Monday, December 10th.
Seven Cedars Casino has so many great acts and shows to enjoy and amazing local talent to choose from. You'll hear it all, and during the month of December, enjoy an extra dose of local bands you can't miss hearing, like Black Diamond Junction playing in Club 7 on December 14th, voted the Peninsula's favorite band for the past 3 years. Also, you can hear the Turner Brothers Band in Club 7 on Saturday the 15th, the area's only all-request band playing classic and modern rock. Seven Cedars is the place to be this month to hear all your favorites. For more information, visit SevenCedarsResort.com.
Quality Tinting and Customs offers great gifts that are as smart as they are thoughtful. Upgrade that subpar subwoofer and add GPS, backup cameras, amps, and Bluetooth. Let us install an alarm system for security and have the windows tinted for style and even more security. Light up the night with the latest and greatest LED lighting for your loved one or for yourself. Give Quality Tinting and Customs a call at 477-6221 or stop by 3240 East Highway 101.
Happy holidays!
Stocks fell sharply again today. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 559 points after a week of declines. One of the worries for investors, the trade war with China.
The fear is if these tariffs are actually imposed, there'll be reciprocation on the other side, and that in turn can really slow down the economy.
Doug Roberts is with ChannelCapitalResearch.com. November's jobs report, which was released today, also was slightly worse than expected, with 155,000 positions added. President Trump made two big major personnel announcements this morning, including his choice of State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to be the new UN ambassador to the United Nations. A White House official says if she is confirmed, she won't have a position in the president's cabinet like Nikki Haley did, meaning there would be a downgrade in the power of that role. The president also announced his choice of William Barr to be the next attorney general. Barr had that position under George H.W. Bush. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. It'll stay mostly sunny this afternoon, high 41. Tonight, an evening shower in spots will be followed by occasional rain and drizzle later on, low 32. Cloudy skies tomorrow, Saturday's high 47. A little bit of rain toward dawn tomorrow night, cloudy otherwise, low 39. And Sunday, on and off rain, that day's high 48. On and off rain and drizzle Sunday evening, and Monday, mostly cloudy, high 47. For AccuWeather, I'm Sally Sherman.
Again on the Friday show, Stan and Steph, and getting ready to chat with our sponsor of the show.
We are indeed. We've been talking extensively about the big Breakfast with Santa, 13th annual tomorrow at the PA Senior Center, brought to you by Olympic Game Farm, Peninsula Bottling, and prepared and served for, I don't know how many years this is now, but by Cocopelli Grill. Chef Michael, how many years is this? Do you know?
Oh, God, I think it's Six or seven?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Well, we sure appreciate you guys. I mean, we joke about, you know, how you don't do breakfast at Cocopelli, but you guys really know your way around a breakfast table.
Yeah, I mean, besides you guys, I mean, it's pretty much Mother's Day unless, you know, somebody hires us out, and even then we usually send them someplace else. So you guys are pretty unique to get us for this deal.
So you're on the road today because you've got not only the breakfast tomorrow, but apparently a bunch of other catering going on.
Yeah, we just got finished feeding Parkwood Village, the whole staff and the whole community up at John Wayne Marina.
Wow, how many people was that?
About 150.
Yeah, that's a crowd. It sounds
I smoked. I smoked turkeys. I smoked hams. I made my killer andouille sausage stuffing and gravy, mashed potatoes, pecan pies, apple pies. Holy smokes!
Did you bring the big trailer?
No, no, not for this one. John Wayne has a nice little kitchen.
Sure. How's that? How's that trailer working out for you, though?
Oh, it's great. We're gonna break it out next Saturday. We're doing a big banquet for at Sunland, a golf course for about 130 people, and it's plated dinner. That one's a pretty good one.
Well, that's right. It's Christmas. It's Christmas party season too. Have you got a couple of those going on this weekend?
Oh man, it's like about five a week.
Wow.
For the next 3 weeks, yeah.
Wow.
So nobody gets a day off. It's all hands on deck all the time.
Ah, yeah. Next Saturday, everybody's working doubles.
Jeez.
Well, that's why I'm not going to ask you why you don't do breakfast every day. It's because I know you would sock me.
There you go.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you bright and early tomorrow. What's on the stove at Cocopelli Grill tonight?
So I've got these killer dry-aged, 36-day dry-aged ribeyes with manchego cheese and crispy onion straw kind of things. Man, it's so delicious. 2 pounds, feeds two people, carved at your tableside kind of deal, and just got some fresh black cod in today. Lots of fresh oysters, clams, and mussels. Ahi tuna, I think it'll probably be the last night we do that for a while. It's on special tonight, and you know, all the usual good stuff.
You have those aged ribeyes. We've mentioned those on the radio before, and when we do, they go pretty quick, don't they?
Yeah, they'll I'm guessing they'll be gone tonight.
Okay, and of course always friendly confines of Coyote Barbecue Pub right next door.
That's right.
Okay. Well, don't work too hard. Drive safe and all that. We need you safe and sound to serve up the sausages tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'll be there bright and early, 6 a.m. for you, brother.
Yes, we will. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. All right, have a good weekend, folks. It's Cocopelli Grill. It's the number for reservations, 457-6040, Coyote Barbecue Pub. Call ahead and pick up your order after work, maybe, at 477-4947. And call in those reservations on the weekend so you don't have to wait or get turned away. They get busy.
Yeah, they do.
And if you're coming to the breakfast tomorrow, if you won those tickets, this is going to be the best breakfast you had all year from Cocopelli Grill. So
that's it.
Well, I was starting to think about bacon and sausage. And
you got distracted.
I distracted myself.
Oh, Stan. Anyway, it's all good.
Should be a lot of fun. I saw you going through the toys back there. As Stephanie not only has superb taste in matching, in finding the toys, but she also likes to break out a few of them and test them out back in the room.
Yes, I had the slime out. I was testing that out to make sure it was of the appropriate consistency.
The toys that we give away are geared for kids 8 and under.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that if the child has older siblings that they can't come. They certainly can.
And we tell them, we make an announcement at the end after we've handed out all the winners' toys and their, you know, younger brothers and sisters. But if we have the older ones, we tell them that, you know, if we have toys left over, they're welcome to come up. And if there's something up there that they would like, we try to give everybody a toy. We just don't always succeed in making everybody super happy when they're older.
We are a nation of 330 million people. Why does it seem like 329 million of us are whack jobs?
Ugh. Right?
And it seems to get worse at Christmas,
mm-hmm.
the nutty stuff that you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this teacher with the scissors?
Oh, no.
A California teacher was arrested on child endangerment charges after she seemingly was caught on video cutting a student's hair while shouting incorrect lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner.
What?
Margaret Geisinger is 52, was taken into custody after police responded to reports of a teacher endangering students with a pair of scissors in Visalia, California, Wednesday. Well, California, for one thing. Of the 329 million whack jobs, 328 million are in California. But they've got video that showed the woman telling a student to take a seat in a chair in front of the classroom.
Wow.
this Geisinger loudly shouted the wrong lyrics of the national anthem while allegedly chopping off chunks of the student's hair and tossing it on the floor.
What's the reason behind it? It doesn't give one.
She's a kook.
There's no reason. Like, the kid didn't do something terribly wrong to cause her to snap.
After the student got up from the seat, Geisinger could be heard shouting, "Next! I'm not done! Next! Next!"
Who took the video? A student?
Must have been.
How old is the student? Does it say?
I didn't say. Ugh. She then appeared to choose students from the classroom to come up. One student is heard on the video saying, "Don't touch me!" Are you, you think? As Geisinger appeared to walk through the classroom with the scissors.
Oh my gosh.
Geisinger seemingly then grabbed a female student's hair and pulled it up while wielding the scissors in the air. That student got away while the teacher continued to walk about while angrily singing the national anthem. It sounds like a total crack up.
She doesn't look crazy.
Oh, there's her picture right on your phone.
She doesn't look crazy at all. Obviously she is, but she looks like a normal person.
Students
usually do.
Appeared to yelp and frantically leave the classroom. I guess so. The student filming the video ran from the room as classmates asked if they caught the video or caught the incident on video. Anyway, she's 52 years old. Apparently, she's been teaching for a while. But doesn't that sound like a total flip out?
I can't wrap my head around it.
Singing your own lyrics to the national anthem while wanting to cut your students' hair.
I've got the video pulled up now for when we go to the next break because look at this. You can see I've got it right here.
Well, I want to watch it too.
You have
but
to.
We can't share it on
man,
the radio.
Man, I know.
We can't.
It's the radio.
Yeah, anyway.
Man.
You can Google it.
Crazy.
But it seems like the nut jobs just come out of the woodwork this time of year.
Oh, especially this time of year.
16 away from 2, it's KONP Friday show.
Binge watching. Then get Wendy's new bacon maple chicken sandwich delivered to your door. And don't waste time on a food run. Experience the sweet and savory mix of applewood smoked bacon, maple glaze, and chicken on a croissant bun, which goes perfectly with that show you've been hearing about all week. So you cancel your weekend plans and order the bacon maple chicken sandwich, because you're not going anywhere but the living room. Order Wendy's with DoorDash and get yours today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Delivery by DoorDash at participating Wendy's.
At Les Schwab Tires, we're drivers just like you. We merge, we get stuck in traffic, we go on road trips, and we know what it means to truly rely on your car, which is why we do everything we can to make things right with you and your vehicle. From checking your brakes for free, to patching up a flat when you need it. So if that sounds good to you, well, we're right there with you. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The holiday countdown sale is underway at Coastal. Find the perfect gift for everyone on your list.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, just what your holidays need.
All Ariat men's and ladies' tops are 20% off. Save $10 a pair on all Ariat men's and ladies' jeans. And all Ariat boots in stock are 20% off regular prices. Plus, ask about Ariat rebates. All Boggs footwear is 20% off. Pellet wood and gas stove inserts and fireplaces are 20% off. Buy $100 worth of Carhartt and get $20 in Carhartt bucks. Save now on a great selection of toys, tools, pets, safes, grills, and so much more at the Coastal Holiday Countdown Sale. See stores for Ariat rebate and Carhartt bucks back.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, just what your holidays need.
Now open and swim in Bell Creek Plaza.
Stick out your tongue and say, ah, it's the craziest thing you ever saw. Here at Olympic Game Farm, they say howdy with a wave of a paw. Now it's hard to steer clear of the elk and the deer when they pop in to say hello. They've got lions and tigers and bears.
Oh,
don't forget about the buffalo. It's impossible to stay calm. So come out with your dad and your mom. Canine and feline, you'll find us online at onlygamefarm.com.
This holiday season, choose local. Our Port Angeles stores, businesses, and restaurants are offering terrific values. Let's keep our dollars here and support our local economy whenever possible. Choose local this holiday season. When you do, we all benefit. It'll be a happier holiday season when we all choose local.
Shop local in your hometown. Bring the holidays home.
sponsored by the City of Port Angeles.
Closing in on 2 o'clock, ABC News coming up at the tippity-top of the hour. No Seahawks game Sunday. They play Minnesota Monday night at the Clink, and you'll hear it right here. Hawks are about a 3-point favorite. They should be a 10-point favorite. And weekend weather, and I don't know why I bother. Last weekend's weather forecast on the Friday show was, it could not have been more wrong. And yet I'm supposed to believe that they can tell me what the climate's going to do in 30 years.
Yeah, I was so excited about the no rain last weekend. My daughter's birthday party was down at the skating rink, and we just got poured on.
Anyway, for what it's worth, the Friday show dartboard weather outlook for the weekend. Considerable clouds tomorrow, and then cloudy and rainy on Sunday. Highs will be in the upper 40s both days. We shall see.
We shall see. So I mentioned earlier that we have four tickets to give away to the Six Appeal, the a cappella group, and the Ugly Sweater Christmas Party happening Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Port Angeles High School. We're going to have the first two people that call in right now. We're not going to put you on the air. But
all you got to do is call?
You just have to call. I have two tickets for someone and then another two for
but
someone else.
That's easy.
I know. All you have to do is call up and say you want the tickets. I've got two tickets for you. And then the second caller will get the second set of tickets. So call Debbie right now at 360-457-1450.
457-1450.
Call right now for the Monday night performance of Six Appeal, the a cappella group at the Port Angeles High School, and the Ugly Sweater Christmas Party.
Offer void in Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico.
Call now, 457-1450.
No salesman will come to your door. Must be 18.
So I was in the Christmas spirit because we've been talking so much about Christmas music here lately. Our sister station is playing Christmas music right now, KZQM,
yep.
104.9.
And if you want to have a holly jolly Christmas,
yes,
104.9.
Oh, and speaking of songs, real quick, I have to mention, we just got a call. You're going to be thrilled to hear this. They will be singing "Hi Ho, Hi Ho"
yes.
at the
yes.
at the Snow White and Seven House Guests play.
Hi Ho, Hi Ho, it's off to work we go.
Yes. Anyway, boom, 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 that's not necessarily a Christmas song, but they will be playing that. So if you're like Stan and you love it, go to the show. All right. So I was researching Christmas songs, and I have a few favorites. And what brought me to this website is that I was devastated to find out my very favorite Christmas song was on the list of the top 10 worst Christmas songs.
I know what it is. I want my own phlebotomist for Christmas.
No. I'm going to go over real quick, if I can get through them, some of the top 10 Christmas songs. And I some of them I definitely agree with. But number 10, do you remember the song Merry Christmas Baby? Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Okay, so one of the lines in it was, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree. Okay, so number
Someone's
9.
Having a holly jolly Christmas.
Right. Number 9, Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. I love that song.
I kind of do too.
There's nothing annoying about it. It's number 9. Yeah. I was shocked. Okay.
After you've heard it 15 times in a Christmas.
I love hearing it. I don't care. And here it is. Here was my devastation. Number 8, Little Drummer Boy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was
How
the hippopotamus
could this
song.
Be? That is, I saw that on a second list that I saw as one of the worst songs. That is my second
want
favorite
a hippopotamus
song.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yes, and it was on the list again. But so my top two favorite songs are on bad lists. Okay, number 7. This should have been number 1. Jingle Bells, the Barbra Streisand version. It is the worst thing I've ever heard. She sounds like an auctioneer during her. She sings so fast. She's either like a chipmunk on speed or an auctioneer. It is ridiculous. Go listen to it. Go Google that song. It's awful. Here's one. Number 6. Please, Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas by John Denver. Have you heard this song?
No.
Okay. So you came home a quarter past 11 and fell down underneath the Christmas tree. Please, Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, let's put that on to celebrate Jesus' birthday.
And another one, Happy Christmas by John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Plastic Ono Band.
I kind of like that.
I do. Yeah. But there's some lyrics in there that, they're questionable.
Yeah, but it's John Lennon.
I know. Nothing bad comes from John Lennon.
Bing Crosby.
Exactly. And number 4, you're going to love this, Deck the Halls, Mannheim Steamroller, because it's very electro cheese 80s. you know.
I like Mannheim Steamroller.
But Deck the Halls, as soon as I listened to it again, I went, oh, that's the song. Oh. It's not a good one.
Huh, okay.
I don't like that one. Have you ever heard Blues Christmas, the Porky Pig version?
I don't think I need
to. Blue Christmas. Okay, so no. Elvis Presley's version, Head and Shoulders, above all of the covers, it's a stuttering Porky Pig. And the whole song is a stuttering. It's maddening.
I'm not a Blue Christmas fan anyway, and to have Porky sing it would probably push me over the edge. I'd probably stand up and try to cut your hair, Stephanie,
exactly,
while singing the national anthem really loud.
Right, just like that.
By the way, we did watch that video, and it's terrifying.
It's pretty bad. Go Google it. And number two, have you ever watched the video to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
No.
Okay, so there's lines such as, you know, she'd been drinking too much eggnog. We begged her not to go. She forgot her medication and staggered into
the snow.
Okay, but this insinuates, the video insinuates she's drunk because she shows her holding a flask and staggering out of the room. Mm-hmm. But then the video, it says, we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. We see him in there watching football, drinking beer, playing cards with Cousin Mel. Cousin Mel and Grandpa have got something going on. The whole video, they're cuddled up after Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Oh,
it is ridiculous. I had no idea it was about.
You just took a really bad song to a really
strange
place. A whole
new
place.
Level. Yeah. You have to watch the video. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And number one, Google this song, The Christmas Shoes by the band New Song. It is awful and depressing. It's a Christian band. They used to have good songs, but once anyone heard this, it ruined everything. It's this schmaltzy, like, bring you to tears song. It's about a little boy who wants to buy his mom a special pair of shoes before she passes away from a terminal illness.
Ouch.
It is terrible.
Ouch.
It's
boy,
absolutely terrible.
Tis the season to be jolly.
But I still can't believe my favorite song is on there.
Interesting list, though, Steph.
Isn't it?
I got to say.
Okay.
Well, everybody likes different music and
yes, they do.
Whatnot at Christmas time. And there's no accounting for taste. Let's look at the people who listen to this show.
Did you know that the Pepsi products you purchase and consume locally are made possible by a company called Peninsula Bottling? Our local Pepsi distributor brings us all the latest and greatest Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and Mountain Dew products, along with loads of other great convenience store items such as Deep River Chips and Little Debbie Snacks. But did you know they're also very community-minded? Peninsula Bottling is a huge supporter of many local events and continues to branch out and make a difference in this place we all call home. So thank you, Peninsula Bottling, for not only quenching our thirst and satisfying our hunger, but also for all of your local community efforts.
Here's another energy savers tip.
Information you can use to save money during the heating season. Presented by Clallam PUD.
With the colder months upon us, we at Clallam PUD want to remind you that it's never too late to implement do-it-yourself weatherization measures to help you be more comfortable. Simple upgrades like adding more attic or floor insulation, installing window insulator kits, and reversing your ceiling fan's direction to clockwise can all provide benefits that add up. Remember, you can track your energy usage along with the temperature using the Smart Hub app on your mobile device. Visit clallampud.net for more energy-saving tips. Clallam PUD, bringing energy to life.
Gaming has become a popular pastime for kids and parents across America, but save the game console for gaming. If you stream content to your TV, use a dedicated set-top box, smart TV, or streaming-capable Blu-ray player. Game consoles use far more energy than these alternatives. You don't want to play games with your monthly utility bill. At an average of $250 a year, water heating is the second largest energy cost for most households. Don't overheat your water. Think of how often you turn on the hot water only to mix it with cold water. The recommended temperature of 120 degrees will give you hot showers and save energy.
Energy Savers, brought to you by Clallam PUD.
So, I'm a terrible bowler. It's like I have two left feet trying to walk up to the line and throw the ball. My form looks like something out of a cartoon, and even at this age, I think that waving my hands wildly at the ball, telling it to move over, will actually work. But I tell you what, I always have a blast, and so does my family when we go to Laurel Lanes. And it's cheap entertainment. I mean, kids bowl free during the summer. You can't beat that price. Plus, the pizza is delicious, and I don't have to do the dishes. Laurel Lanes in Port Angeles. It's a ball. 360-457-5858.
The McRib is back for a limited time at McDonald's.
Come in and enjoy a McRib. Now, only at McDonald's.
All Weather Heating and Cooling is your Carrier authorized dealer. The Infinity Heat Pump by Carrier offers the highest heating efficiency, making your home more comfortable and energy efficient. Contact All Weather Heating and Cooling today or go to Carrier.com.
Okay, putting the wraps on another KONP Friday show, brought to you by Coca-Cola Grill. Again, that number for reservations, 405-76040. And they'll be serving up the breakfast tomorrow at the Senior Center.
So I just want to mention something. We've been telling all kinds of crazy, weirdo, nut job stories today.
Boy, have we ever.
I heard a story the other day about a woman who got pulled over, I believe it was in California, for something.
Of course it was California.
I knew you'd love that. And when the cop was, you know, doing whatever, for whatever reason she got pulled over, she took off and the cop was in front of her car and he ended up on her hood. She was going down the freeway for 7 miles, like at 60, 75 miles an hour with a cop on the hood of her car. You imagine what kind of trouble she's in?
I hope.
What kind of nut job does that?
I hope. Lock her up, throw away the key.
Yep.
Problem solved. Well, later on, we'll be putting things together for the big day tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, if you'd like to deliver us food between 4:30 and 6:30, we'll be at the Port Angeles Senior Center. Please feel
now,
free.
Now, that is a good idea.
Or beverages.
That's a great idea. All right. Well, have a good weekend. I won't be here next Friday, but Steph will be here with
Todd.
Todd.
We just talked about it.
No, you can't do
much
better.
And I'll have more Christmas funnies for you next week.
All right. So tune in. It's KONP Friday Show, 106 Friday afternoons, brought to you by Coca-Cola Grill. Have a good weekend and drive safe and all that, and keep your radio on KONP.
Radio KONP, Port Angeles, Squim, FM 101.7 and 101.3.